Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Vitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Vitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Vitucci & Associates and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal.
Pat Vitucci says, don't invest and forget. Invest and forget. Invest and forget.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor, Pat Vitucci of Vitucci & Associates. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management, with special emphasis on retirement planning.
The world's biggest semiconductor tech site headed for the Bay Area. New home sales are up in April, and former Fed Chair Ben Bernanke weighs in on inflation. That plus, of course, the lingering debate over the debt. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host is author and 30-plus year financial manager Pat Vitucci, along with our own Don't Invest and Forget man on the street, Charlie Cohen, and I'm Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, against the backdrop of the debt ceiling debate that seems to be certainly occupying everyone's time these days, and much speculation on Wall Street as to will they or won't they and how soon will they get it done, certainly some economists have suggested that it would be an absolute disaster to allow us to pass the debt ceiling without getting some kind of a deal brokered. But that said, that's certainly weighing in even on Wall Street these days.
There's no question Mr. McCarthy and Mr. Biden are having some real heart-to-heart discussions about the debt ceiling. And it really boils down to a philosophical difference about how to handle a budget. Now, Craig, if you and I or Charlie handled our budget the way the government handles their budget, we would be sharing a tent under a bridge. And so we've got to look pragmatically at this. And it comes up way too often. We're really getting tired of these deadlines that the government has to pump more money into the system to keep Social Security checks going, military checks going, all the government payments and obligations they have on a regular basis. Now the latest is, well, let's see what last month's revenue is going to look like when we finally tally in real numbers. So it seems kind of sophomoric to be discussing this every, I don't know, 6, 9, 12 months. It comes up on a periodic basis. And the bottom line is our debt levels are higher than our GDP, gross domestic product. History will tell us we're looking at other countries like Venezuela, Japan. Those countries are in deep, you know what, based on their out of control spending. Their politicians want to kowtow to their constituents and buy nice stuff, build beautiful buildings, provide great services that, guess what, we cannot afford. And so we've got this philosophical difference. By the way, it's not subject to one party. Both parties love to spend. Historically, we've seen spending on both parties off the charts foolishness. There's got to be some commitment and some obligations to the American people to spend within our limits. I mean, let's face it, it just doesn't make any sense that we would be so off the charts, irresponsible about buying stuff we can't afford. Craig, you buy 3 suits, the bill comes in, you can't afford to pay it, you're going to buy it on credit, and that interest builds up. Just a year ago, the interest on the debt was 5% of the budget. Today, given pushing 7% interest rates, that line item in the budget is now 15%. That's unsustainable, guys. And I know for 30 years we've had this show. For 30 years we've talked about debt levels. Now we're pushing $32 trillion. So I'm kind of tired of hearing myself talk about it. But I think we've got to talk about it because it's an issue that you and I and all, every other taxpayer is funding.
Well, moreover, it can be the canary in the proverbial mine as well, because just sort of the day-to-day operation of the federal government based on those debt levels and the current interest rate is challenging enough. Let's say another repeat performance of a significant pandemic similar to what we went through in 2020, where they have to pour billions of dollars into the economy, into healthcare, things of this sort, could really throw the entire system off the rails. Not to suggest that America is going to go out of business tomorrow, but the potential negative impact on Wall Street, on day-to-day quality of life for Americans going to the grocery store, the gas station, et cetera, could absolutely experience an upheaval. And I think that's the big warning sign here, is to be mindful that it's difficult under just normal circumstances while the Fed is trying to get inflation under control. Add into this some kind of a global event, be it healthcare or perhaps something related to military involvement, could absolutely spell disaster for the American economy.
And of course, tangentially related to the debt issue is, will the Federal Reserve raise interest rates again for the 11th consecutive time? That's the question. Inflation is down, but it's not down to 2% yet. And so there is enough evidence to suggest that Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, will raise rates again, which will bring the rates now over 5%. In fact, even Chairman Bernanke, former Federal Reserve Chairman who navigated us through the whole 2008 debacle, he made a comment this week that said, understandably can see another rate increase. This on the heels of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank failures, and other banks kind of on the periphery of financial stability. Can our system handle a few more large banks? They call them regional banks, but these are still sizable banks, guys, that have failed. And another rate increase, will that tilt the scales to push another couple significant banks into that bank failure mode? And so, yeah, we want to bring down inflation, debt ceiling issues, Federal Reserve decisions. It's all a tightrope that we're walking here that could tilt the scales in perhaps a really deleterious way.
Pat, comment to the incident that happened earlier in the week, that AI-generated photograph that allegedly was sent out by Russia that showed the Pentagon under attack. To see the way Wall Street immediately reacted now, albeit it didn't take long for a correction to come in once people realized, oh, this is AI. But nevertheless, we saw that significant drop about 9 o'clock in the morning. Is this demonstrative of the fragility of our economy? And if so, what does it mean for individual investors that are saying, hey, I can't absorb a major hit. I'm close to retirement. And to watch a major event and suddenly see a significant drop in the performance of my investments could just be disastrous for my retirement.
Yeah, about 15 years ago, we all had fun playing with Photoshop. That was the new app that we used. Put your head on top of a dinosaur. Well, with AI now, artificial intelligence, where exactly what you just described can put the country in a tailspin. It's not going to take a lot of big news to spook Wall Street, as was demonstrated by this artificial intelligence shot. So now we're talking about some level of standards, some watermark, if you will, that can truly identify if it's real or if it's artificial intelligence retrofitted. So we're beginning to see the signs of this whole AI scare that could make it very blurry to figure out what's real and what's not. Drilling down to that same issue, tinkering with data. This week, we saw Meta, Facebook, fined $1.3 billion. That's a pretty good size fine, Craig. Europe fined them for transferring personal data to the U.S. Of course, the stock dropped immediately, just 1.5%, which I thought was kind of modest. They have to pay out a $1.3 billion fine. Yeah, they'll appeal and go through the process, but they'll probably end up with pretty sizable fine. But the whole AI scare, I mean, all we've talked about the last couple of months, Elon Musk and all the other tech heads, the other propeller heads, have talked about a warning about AI becoming an out-of-control issue. Well, speaking of technical things, it was an announcement this week, California is building the largest semiconductor technical site built by Applied Materials in Sunnyvale, the world's largest plant. Kind of surprising to me that they would select Sunnyvale and not Fresno or some other less expensive part of California. Hooray for California, finally getting some good news that something is being built in California and not in Texas or Florida. So some more jobs coming to the Bay Area. We've all seen a large drive to leave the state because of costs, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a reversal of that trend, building the world's largest semiconductor tech site by Applied Materials. So we finally get a win here, guys. That's kind of a good news issue.
And certainly good news for the governor. Of course, that doesn't solve the problem of big cities like San Francisco that are experiencing some 35% vacancy rate in commercial real estate in the city. And now there's some talk that perhaps even Elon Musk may take Twitter out of San Francisco. Now, granted, they don't have a massive footprint, but you think about some of that pressure that's going to be placed on the real estate market, particularly in commercial real estate, has to make you wonder, is the story of Applied Materials coming to the Bay Area a one-off, or will we continue to see a lot of downward pressure on commercial real estate in California? And if so, what does that mean for the California economy?
Well, we've all seen horrible numbers coming out of San Francisco when stalwarts like Whole Foods and Nordstrom's and Nordstrom Rack, the list goes on and on of store closings. Who's going to go into San Francisco to shop anymore when their favorite stores are gone? What's alarming to me is there's no reaction by the political system in the city. When you walk down Market Street, a significant number of retail stores are boarded up, not even to speak of all the office openings that you just mentioned, Craig. What portends for the future of San Francisco ain't good. It's pretty sad to see this is going on for years, and the mayor, et cetera, are just talking about doing things, but failure to execute.
Pat, I want to pivot for a moment to an important topic, and you touched on this earlier, but I want to have you take us a bit deeper. In our conversation related to the impact of AI and how that brief moment of the appearance of an AI-manipulated photograph of the Pentagon sent the market tumbling down last week, what does that mean for the average investor? And here's the reason for my question. Back in the day, you didn't have to be fairly sophisticated. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa could buy some shares in the railroad company, a few other shares inside of the energy sector, and probably would do okay on their returns. It would seem to me that with so many factors now influencing the economy and the potentiality of a minor event like a photograph or a major geopolitical event having a significant impact on performance on Wall Street might suggest that the average quote-unquote investor out there maintaining a 401k or an IRA, what have you, can't afford to be taking sort of a simplistic approach. As the world of investing has gotten more sophisticated, does that suggest that the way in which we engage with our investments also needs to increase in the level of sophistication? And if so, what does that look like?
Well, there's no question. We talk regularly on this show for 30 years about various sectors in our economy. We've talked about automotive, entertainment, overseas, retail, manufacturing. And certainly within the technical space, we're seeing this expansion into this whole AI area, which if you ignore it, you potentially can lose out on some investment returns. And so it's a continual exploring and drilling down, digging deep into in the technical space, where are you going to be? And now we've got a whole new area called AI, artificial intelligence, that by all measure is going to see dramatic exponential growth in the coming years. So you've got to explore those companies that have exposure, good potential in that area to provide some handsome returns. And so you're absolutely right. You've got to continue to reevaluate. Don't invest and forget is not just a cute radio jingle. It suggests keep your head above the water, looking at the area in front of you, but then looking down the road a couple of miles and say, okay, where in the world are we going with this whole new world? Facebook Meta has invested billions of dollars into this whole new meta world that can rarely even understand. Just like I remember President George W. Bush saying, you know, we've got to look at the internets. I forget who was the talk show host who had her daughter on the phone, and she's saying, what is this thing about the internet? And so we're kind of scratching our head and saying, move the clock forward. What is this artificial intelligence thing? What is this all about? So we've got to understand this new world we're entering that's going to have a profound effect on all of us, maybe take up a lot of jobs. I saw an interview yesterday talking about dramatically decreasing the headcount and dramatically decreasing expenses based on AI, and i.e. bottom line, shareholder value. That is echoed by every CEO on the globe today, that AI is going to have a profound effect on expenses. Programmers of yesteryear, the coding is conducted by computers now. The number of programmers, coders, has continually dramatically declined. So this is just going to be accelerated at a much faster pace. Like the horse and buggy of years ago, that was replaced by the automobile, we're almost getting into that kind of radical change in our economy.
So not only shifts taking place in sectors, but then perhaps, Pat, a final word related to how complicated and sophisticated all of this is becoming. And I can't imagine the average working Joe out there who puts in 8-9 hours a day plus a commute, then comes home, takes the kids to soccer practice, then drops by the grocery store, finally gets home, plops into the chair after dinner at about 8 o'clock at night. I can't see that person saying, okay, honey, let me open up the prospectus and decide where we need to move our money to make sure that we are actively engaged in the level of sophistication that investing is becoming.
Yeah, more than ever. And by the way, that prospectus is written in Chinese. So most people have no interest in reading it. And if they read it, it's going to put them to bed early. So more than ever, I think a financial advisory system to complement and get that work done that you spoke of, that 8 o'clock at night, your assignment is to now read a prospectus and figure out where I should allocate my portfolio tomorrow. It just becomes comical to even think that anybody has the energy or passion or interest to get that accomplished. So more than ever, I think it's important for somebody to be on the job every day, every week, every month. And failure to do that, you are hoping and dreaming of a wonderful retirement. And you never want to build your retirement on hopes and dreams. You want to have pure diligence and pragmatic understanding and executing on those ideas, not just dreaming about them. And so unabashedly, that's why we're here. We're a financial advisory firm. We've been around for 30 plus years. Give us a call. We'd enjoy meeting you at any of our Bay Area offices. We do a phone call, a Zoom call, or an in-person visit. Give us a call. We'll analyze your current situation, look at what sectors you're invested in, what your performance has been, what your expense ratios look like.
And Pat, toward that end, let me jump in real quick before time expires and remind listeners to take advantage of that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review that Pat just referred to a moment ago via the internet, telephone call, Zoom call, or certainly in person. Simply call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE, that's 888-PLAN-WISE, or easier still, schedule your appointment online. Simply go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com and schedule your complimentary appointment. While you're at the website, you'll also find a number of other resources, tools, and interesting articles that will hopefully help you understand more about what your retirement goals can be to take you to and through retirement. Again, to schedule your appointment, call 888-PLAN-WISE, 888-PLANWISE, or hop on to don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of Bay Area offices of Attucci & Associates near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Vitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Vitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Vitucci & Associates, and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.